Let's get into it. Financial year ends. Lots of people are jumping ship, moving jobs. And one of the main things that is such a topical thing when you move jobs and you get to a new place of employ is their medical aid scheme.
The Money Minute with Anele and the Club on 947.
And who better to break it down for us than our Money Minute guru, Zinathi Guma. Talk to us. Why do some companies make you go with their medical aid scheme?
Yeah, so quite a lot of things, including the fact that when you get sick, they don't want to be responsible for you. But also there might be a cost benefit in terms of the group rates that they get. Mm. It's also less painful on the administrative front. So you often... The employment contract is actually what it all boils down to, because a lot of people do complain that why should I actually sign up for the medical aid that the company nominates? But if it is in there, you are obligated to take that medical aid.
Really?
Yes. If it is part of the condition of employment, you actually have to take it. The only way that you don't have to take it is if it is not in your employment contract or if you are in your spouse's medical aid. Exactly.
Can I just jump in here and say, I know a lot of people look at this medical aid contribution because it comes to your payslip, and a lot of people look at it and go, well, if I didn't have to pay that, I'd have more money. I just want to reiterate.
And say, no, you wouldn't.
How important it is to have medical aid.
Yeah.
I had a friend recently who didn't and landed in big, big trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you're, especially if you've just started working and you're thinking, no, this is a waste of money. I'm fine. Please. Mm-hmm. All right. Consider it.
And how these companies actually kind of make it attractive. And I know some people would argue that it's actually still expensive, is that they kind of subsidize part of your medical aid payments. So obviously, if it's not under the terms of your employment, they cannot force you to choose the medical aid. But also, I do know that companies have certain terms considering if you're permanent or if you're on contract, where if you are a permanent employee, they'll say that you have to take the medical aid. But if you are a contractor, which sometimes you're getting paid less, then they're kind of lenient and they say that you can go to another medical aid. But of course, I know that times are tough and people are wondering if, you know, can I actually change? If the company says go for that medical aid, you actually have to stick to that. I do know, though, that you can upgrade or downgrade within the medical aid scheme
that the company offers you.
Yes, okay. And I think we spoke about it last year, where you can change on the 1st of January, but you need to speak to your employer on that. Interestingly, it was actually, as much as there are still lots of companies that still are... saying that you are obligated to take the medical aid that they do nominate, they've actually been relaxing some of those requirements.
Oh. So they might say, this often happens as well, they might say, look, you're not required to take the company one, but you are required to have one.
To have one.
Yes. So if you can send us your medical aid certificate, proof of membership, then that's fine, we'll accept it. Most companies are doing that now.
Yeah, thank you so much, Zinathi. Once again, shining some light on the financial matters, in the forefront.
Anele and the Club
on 947 every weekday,
6 to 9 a.m.